Pressure and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter. And with me, as always, advancing the Amazon Prime Directive is Mel.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mel at Carmic9 on Twitter, and it's great to be back again another week. I don't know. I'm going to have to find something else to someone else's directive to promote. I don't know.
Time to move on to a new overlord.
Yeah, this one is still very reliable. And once again, they are right down the street from me. but you know, it's getting old. Maybe I should find a new one. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I could start introducing you like I do Matt.
No, thank you. No, I might just have to, maybe the 100 will be my new overlord. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm not quite caught up yet, but that's tough when you see the 100 trending on Twitter and then all of a sudden character names start showing up and I'm like,
you gotta catch up because this last episode, crazy train.
I did my best to avoid finding out why, but I got the sense that there was activity that occurred. So we shall see.
It set up a lot of craziness for this, a lot of worry and anxiety for this next week. So you need to catch up.
I will do my darndest. So I'm going to run off and catch up on the 100, but I guess we better do some recommendations first. And yeah, so I will start off. Mine will be pretty quick for today. It's an app available on all platforms, and it is called Two Dots. It's one of these kind of leveling games where the premise is pretty simple, and I think I should read the description from the App Store because they describe it quite well. Join two brave dots as they traverse the Arctic tundra, navigate fiery jungles, plunge into ocean depths in the number one hit game in over 100 countries. This is the sequel. Two Dots is the sequel game to Dots.
One dot?
Just to Dots, which seemed to me, if it's plural, it's at least two dots. But very simple premise. You connect dots. You can't go diagonal. It's got to be straight. And you'll get a playing a level where you'll get started off, and there'll be a series of dots on the screen, and you'll just start to connect. If you have a bunch of red dots in a row, you can connect as many as you can to your heart's content as long as you kind of stay on the right angles and those types of things. The trick is, when in doubt, make a square. Because if you can connect four dots in a square, it clears all of that color off the level. So this plays a lot like Candy Crush or Bejeweled or a lot of these kind of level games where you're looking to kind of clear things off, have items at the top drop down to the bottom, get a certain level of points, or clear off so many dots at a certain level. And as it progresses, you get all kinds of cool power-ups. You can contain fires, you can build bombs, you can do those types of things. It's very simplistic in terms of its look, but it's also kind of very well done. So as you kind of move through the different levels, whether it's the jungle or the sea or those types of things, they've got really well done graphics. So it's visually very fun to do. What I like about it particularly is there's no time-based challenges in Two Dots. A lot of these games,
my letter game.
Yeah. So life is stressful enough. I don't need a timer hanging on me. I don't make good judgments to begin with. I'm a kind of spur of the moment guy. I'm like, oh, two dots. I'll connect those. It's just saying, take a second. Look at the situation. No, those are two dots. I'm going to connect them because I'm done.
Right.
So you take something with, and so you lay a timer on top of what's already a bad habit I have, and not good. So this is to your heart's content. You can take as much time and think about it as much as you like. You get distracted for a second. It's not going to hurt you for there. But it's one of the games that's just in this general school of ones, like the letter game from last week, that you can spend many, many hours just fiddling away on. Each level is, you know, they add new twists and turns on the different levels, complexity, power-ups. It builds in like many of these apps do. If you want to kind of, hey, if you want extra this or that, you can pay a little bit extra to get some things, but it's really not necessary. You could just kind of cruise along very easily in it. It's visually very nice, and it's just a really fun game. And so I like to have a couple of these time wasters on my phone for situations where I need to waste time. And this one has done a great job, and it's always, it feels fun and fresh every time I do it. I'm not getting bored with it. And you've got like 584 levels to get through, so I got time. I'll be cruising through for a while. I'm not familiar with Dots. I probably need to do a little bit of research.
That was my question. I played Dots, but it sounds like this has taken Dots to a completely new place, because I don't remember Dots being very complicated with regions and power-ups and things like that. But it's been a while, so I'd seen some people talking about Two Dots, but I've been wasting my time on the Impossible Letter game. So I haven't played Two Dots yet. I'll have to try. Because I did play Dots. So.
Yep, so I'll have to check that one out. But yeah, this I'm assuming some of the bigger pieces are that kind of migration to different lands and visuals, mm-hmm. and some of those types of things, and plus just some of the extra little goodies they put in there. But it's always heartwarming when you see I can make a square, because that's big impact to the game. Huge to see. So
square. So,
when in doubt, make a square. That's the pretty much their training manual. It's like, when in doubt, make a square. It's a good plan. I like it.
That's good.
Might be the title of this episode. Who knows?
Make a square. Yeah, I'm going to have to try that one out. I'd seen, I saw somebody do a funny tweet about Two Dots earlier in the week. So I was like, I don't know that one. It sounds like it's a lot of people's new obsession. So I'm going to have to try it. Yeah, cool. If I ever get past the turbulence level and the Impossible Letter game.
Still there?
No, I did get through that one, but I've hit another stalling point. So we'll see. Maybe this sounds less stressful, so I should try it out in between.
Takes the timer off, which is...
Yeah, that's a big problem.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, cool. Well, my recommendation this week is going to be pretty short, too, only because I don't really want to spoil what happens in this movie for anyone. Not that I think that would take away a lot of the enjoyment. Kelly, I don't know if you've seen this movie. I am gathering it must have been out in theaters last year. It's called Freaks of Nature.
No.
And it has Bob Odenkirk in it.
Oh, goodness. No, how did I miss? I totally missed this.
He's only in it for, you know, he's got a couple of appearances in the movie. But this is prime snark material. And it does not have very good ratings at Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb or anywhere else. But I have to say, I completely loved it. I saw the DVD in the store the other day, so I really haven't done appropriate research. I was so excited to tell everyone about it. So I'm not sure when it came out. It was in the new releases, so it's come out sometime recently. But it is the story of a town named Dilford. And there are a few high school students that go to Dilford High. Only this is a strange little world we live in. Vampires and zombies are real and also live in this town and go to high school with the human kids. So it incorporates all of the tropes that we associate with vampires and zombies. There are quite a few tongue-in-cheek Twilight vampire jokes that are made. This is a spoof movie, if you can't tell. But, you know, so we've got a town full of vampires, humans, zombies, and then the alien apocalypse happens. And that's when things really go to shit. So it's really fun. The general story centers around three of the teenagers. You've got
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you've got the main protagonist is Dag. He is a human high school baseball player. There is a girl who was human at the beginning of the movie. Spoiler, she very quickly gets bitten by her not sparkly vampire boyfriend, who turns her into a vampire. And then we have the school genius, Loser, who becomes a zombie, and they have to save their town from the aliens. So it's got, I really question the people that saw this movie and gave it crappy reviews, because it is full of all sorts of people. You've got Bob Odenkirk, obviously our big draw here, because in case you have forgotten, we have a little show called a Saul and battery that comes on after Better Call Saul that we'll be resuming shortly. So check that out.
And actually, timing-wise, when this comes out, we will have done our first Saul and battery for this year.
We will.
Tuesday nights, 9 Central. Be there.
Yes. We'll put out appropriate links on Twitter and everywhere else we can think of. But you'll love this, Kelly. Bob Odenkirk's first appearance in this movie is in his tidy whities, a la Walter White. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. He's really only in the movie. I don't know if he even has 10 full minutes of screen time, but he pops up a couple of different times. Joan Cusack plays his wife. They are Dag's parents.
Gotcha.
And Dennis Leary is in the movie quite a bit as the man who runs the town's major employer, the Riblet Factory, and he's a piece of work. So it's full of a whole bunch of comedians. It is really fun. It's a spoof on vampires and zombies. You know, the zombies, turns out zombies are really just, you know, addicted to brains. It's like a drug. If you take the brains away from them for a while, they get smarter, which I thought was a nice little twist.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's fun. You've got, you know, if you've ever wondered what would happen if vampires and zombies had to team up with the humans to fight off the aliens, this is the movie for you. It's called Freaks of Nature. It was actually made last year, but it recently was released on DVD. Patton Oswalt, I forgot, is also in here briefly. It's got a bunch of cameos that I think people are really going to love, and it's right up our kind of snark fest sort of alley. It's really good. It's fun. And it doesn't take itself seriously, as all the best ones do. The alien that you get to have some discourse with at the end of the movie is quite humorous and quotes Billy Joel quite a lot, which is fun. And
that's trying to wrap my head around that one.
Oh, it's fun. So don't let the bad reviews online fool you. If you like to snark baddish science fiction type shows, the production value in this movie is really good. I'm not trying to imply that it's like sci-fi channel quality effects. It's really good. The effects are really good. It's full of a bunch of comedians. I thought it was very funny. So it deserved way better ratings just for having Dennis Leary and Bob Odenkirk in it. So it's great, fun, pokes fun at all of the vampire tropes that we've had. It's not poking, not quite as successful as the poking fun at the zombies that are going on, though these zombies are really not that scary, though they do manage to kill a lot of people. So I think you'll enjoy it. So it's probably on video on demand, but the DVD is out in the stores right now. And I think I paid $12 for it, and I don't regret a single penny of that. It was fun.
Excellent. Yeah. Hopefully we can get into a streaming option soon so we could. That sounds like a really fun one to set up a rabbit session with and get a bunch of folks together to watch it together, because that would be fun.
I thought it was fun.
Excellent.
It's not one for the kiddies, though. It's not. There's some language, some nudity, but it was fun.
Excellent. Very cool. Yeah, I don't know why that one slid by, but I don't really even have a frame of reference of when it came out or...
Yeah, it looked vaguely familiar to me when I passed it in the store, which I did the classic double take and had to go back to the rack and look at it and go, that looks like a movie I would like. And then I saw Bob Odenkirk's name and was like, I have to watch this.
There you go. Excellent. So we'll move on into social media recommendations. I'm going to be a little bit on the lazy side. I have one for this week, but it's going to be at PlayDots. And guess what? That's the Twitter account for the company that does two dots. But it seems to me that that's a reasonable social media recommendation to make this week. So might want to follow PlayDots on Twitter.
I think that works. I actually, surprise, everyone, have a social media this week. In case you haven't noticed, I've been talking about the 100 a whole lot lately.
Yes, you have.
So I am going to advise all of you, if you want to get into the 100 or you already watched the 100, to follow the creator and producer of the 100 on Twitter. It is Jason Rothenberg, and his Twitter handle is at JRothenbergTV. And I really, besides obviously having a huge amount of love for this show, he engages with the rabid fans of this show, like, continuously. It looks to me exhausting just watching how much he interacts with people, because when you get to the last episode that just aired, there were a lot of angry people, And he has been working nonstop since that episode aired, talking to people on Twitter and listening to their rants and not getting angry about it, which is really good, because there are a lot of angry people who are basically, you know, what happens in your favorite show when something bad happens, or you think they've ruined a character and you just attack. Yeah. And he's getting a lot of that right now, and he's handling it really well. But even when he's not being attacked, he's very, very good about interacting with people, trying to answer their questions without being spoilery, and passing on some of his favorite fan-made material for the 100 that comes across his Twitter feed. So he's really working very hard to promote this show, and obviously loves it a great deal. So it is absolutely worth a watch, or a listen, or a Twitter follow for Jay Rothenberg TV.
So I absolutely want to do that. If I follow him now, should I wait till I complete my catch up?
You might want to. Best? You might want to, because he tries not to obviously spoil anything, but you can't help it when he's retweeting some of the stuff that he's passing along, or even some of the answers that he's giving are going to give you some spoilers for this season, because right now there's a lot of drama going on.
Okay. All right. I'll get caught up. Man, we got Saul, you know, Walking Dead showing up, Better Call Saul. I'll find time, though, because I am truly enjoying it. Thanks for that recommendation.
The good thing about the 100 is it's not very long. There's only 16 episodes in the second season, and there's only 16 episodes this season, I believe, as well. So it's not one of those huge long ones like The Walking Dead. How many episodes are there per season? Like,
well, I 16, 8 and 8. They'll split the season.
Oh, are there only 16?
I think it's always 8 and 8.
Oh, okay. So, it feels like a lot more.
Yeah, so these move pretty quick. Yeah, and it's a great one.
Cool.
Also, if you get a chance, folks, so please do catch us on Assault and Battery. We'll be putting tweets and blog posts out and all kinds of ways to do that. But those will be usually, I think my vacation is going to screw up one of them coming up here in a few weeks. But they'll generally be the Tuesday night after Better Call Saul, 9 o'clock. We would love for folks to join us while we're going live and ask questions and tweet at us, and so we can interact some that way. I love folks that take the time to interact and have passion about the show, and it sounds like he does it the right way. You know, Rebecca Kennedy, who was a friend of the show, friend of Snark Alex, Rebecca was just on Criminal Minds, and she is one that constantly, you tweet at her, you're going to hear back from her, and it's not perfunctory, it's not just... You know, she actually makes it a priority to be responsive to folks. And that makes it a lot easier to like their work. It makes it a lot easier to tune in. And I know it takes time, especially when you've got excitement brewing. And I don't know and I'm sure that he had to respond to a lot of tweets that probably weren't the kindestly worded.
No, there's a lot of anger out there.
Awesome. Well, I want to catch up, find out what the anger's about, but we'll have to do that.
Cool.
I'm not going to pick on Matt this week. I just don't have it in me this week. I just want to say thanks, Matt, for doing the voiceover stuff you do for us. And he will give you all the information on how you can connect with us on iTunes and the blog and email and Twitter, etc. And look forward to talking to everybody again next week.
Bye, everybody.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net. Or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.